Rima Marvan is a 7-year-old gospel singer with a big heart and the voice of an angel.
To be a singer and speak the word of Christ through song.
He heard my cry and he pitied every groan. Yes, he did. Every groan, long as I live.
Rima has always had songs in her heart. She started to sing at the same time she began speaking, but instead of learning existing songs, Rima liked to make up her own. She would also enjoy listening to her mother sing.
Yeah, I just heard my mother sing to me a lot, and I just wanted to hear how I sing, so I just heard how I sang, and then every day I would just go outside when the front door was open, and just sing as loud as I could. My lungs were out.
When she was 6 and a half years old, Rima learned her first song. It was Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved
With her gift quickly recognized, Rima started voice lessons and learned gospel and other spiritual songs. Within months, she already had impressive performing experience in local churches and venues and on national television. She accepted invitations to sing from hospitals and charity organizations for free.
I've sang in many places like Lone Star Park. I've sang at church. I've just sang at those places. And I've been on the Mari Povich show, too.
I see. Can you tell us a little bit what it's like performing in public?
It's amazing. It feels amazing because I get to sing in front of many people and just speak the truth that God wants me to speak through song.
There's no doubt that Rima loves to sing, and people simply love to hear her. Witnessing it all is Rima's father, who is always standing by her side.
Now, I'm always amazed at people's reaction to her singing. I see people crying. I see people either they're happy or they're sad. I mean, but she brings the emotion out of people. So I think she's doing more than just singing a song. I think she's actually communicating a message.
Yes.
And And, you know, so I'm extremely proud of her and what she's doing.
Rima Marvan is the daughter of God-loving parents, Wendy Marvan Vororitskul and Titan Vororitskul from Carrollton, Texas, USA. Rima's mother was a talented songwriter and singer. She was diagnosed with cancer when Rima was 3. Her time came to return to heaven in 2008, soon after Rima's 6th birthday.
She had ovarian cancer. She was a great woman. She was a woman of God. She was a miracle to come to me and be my mother. I was just amazed that a woman like her could be my mother. That's amazing. And she never complained. She just laid there and she just looked up to heaven, and I want to be like her. I want to help other people.
Rima and her dad took care of Miss Marvan in the final months. It was a challenging time, but Rima remained brave and strong. When Miss Marvan was asked what her greatest accomplishment was, she answered, "Rima." The family's test of courage, love, and faith in God has inspired many people, including hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of viewers on YouTube.
In school, and you're not recording and you're not singing, what do you do?
I'm with my friends. I go to Mansfield. I play on the swings. Or sometimes I just play with my little dolls in my playroom. I love playing with my friends. I have a lot of fun. Or sometimes I watch movies.
As a father, you must be very proud. Can you tell us about the moment you realized that Rima has a God-given voice?
I'm not exactly sure if there was an exact time that I realized that, but I always knew that she was going to do something special. Always knew that she was going to do something important. She started singing pretty early, mostly just made up songs, but she just, you know, started learning her first song about 8-9 months ago. You know, the improvement that she's making in the last couple months has just been pretty drastic, and it's just pretty impressive. I think it's going to touch a lot of people's lives, and I think it has already, and I think she's going to continue to do that. She has a beautiful heart. She is very kind. She's very sweet. And I think that, you know, people can see that when she sings. And I think a lot of people are touched, not simply by her singing, but by the person that she is. And I think that comes across in her singing.
Little ones, you hear me long. They are weak, but he is strong.
I want her to grow up to be a good, godly woman like her mother. That's the most important thing, and for her to be happy, to live a life with purpose. And I see her growing to love singing more and more each day as she understands the impact that her singing has on other people, and you know, the good that it's doing. And I know that she just loves people, and this is just, you know, one way for her to express herself.
"'Twas grace that
Your dad must support you a lot now. In your mission as a singer in life, would you tell us some about your dad?
I like him. I love him too. He's a good guy. And he feeds me. He takes care of me. He lets me do all kinds of stuff. He makes sure that I don't get hurt. And when I get hurt, he just comforts me. And he helps me to go to sleep. he's a good dad.
Is your dad a good teacher?
Yeah, he's a really good teacher for a dad.
Father's Day is coming up.
Ooh, I know. Cool.
Would you like to tell the kids all around the world your favorite thing about your dad?
I just think that he's a great man and he takes care of me. And I'm sure your dad loves you so much. And my dad loves me too. That's my favorite thing about him. He loves me.
So why do you sing mainly gospel songs?
Because it makes me happy, it makes other people happy, it makes everyone around me happy.
Can you tell us what your favorite song or songs are?
I like O Holy Night, and I like Amazing Grace.
Is there a particular reason that you like those songs?
I like them because they're just amazing, and they're so beautiful.
Yes. What is God like to you?
I think that he's taking care of everyone in the world, and he's a great man, and that he can bring my voice to everyone around the world and bring the world to Christ.
Could you share with us some of the things that you tell God when you pray?
I ask him to give my mother a kiss and that he takes care of the whole world, and that they don't sin, that he gives my mother a kiss for me and a hug. I'm just happy because I know that she's in heaven, and I get to sing for people. I can learn songs now, and I can sing for people I can touch their hearts.
No!
You are lovely inside and out, Rima. Wishing your precious gift from above will continue to bring hope and joy to many people. May God bless you, your wonderful father, and cherished ones abundantly. Kind viewers, we enjoyed your presence today on Enlightening Entertainment. Up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. May your heart be forever filled with God's love. For more on Rima and her music, please visit www.rimamarvan.com and www.youtube.com/rimamarvan.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.